friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wouldn't my cake and eat it too?
Very good morning to you. Michael Francis McNamara. Commanding Officer, All Marine Radio. Cause I think I'm getting so huge, I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause I'm friends with the monster. Get along with the voices. On a Thursday, All Marine Radio. Show's gonna be a little bit different today. Thursday, so I try to talk about transition on Thursday, but I haven't been successful as I should have been here. Most recently, we've been doing other things, Vietnam, stuff like that. You know, I've kind of got interested now after the interview I did yesterday. I kind of got interested in advising. It would appear to me that that will be a enduring mission for the Marine Corps. And how do you retain, again, I kind of use Wounded Warrior Battalion as an example. How do you retain the infrastructure when in a downtime, not lose the expertise that you've really obtained, you know, in many cases by blood, so you don't have to learn those lessons again. That's the key thing. You know, I'll tell you what, I remember when I was starting to teach, develop a decision-making class, my main thought was, why the hell didn't anybody teach me this shit? And I keep saying, that's becoming a theme of the program, right? Why didn't somebody tell me about this? Okay? For instance, and this is no shit. I remember reading about the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous systems, and that when you're faced with intense adrenaline rushes, that your sphincter muscles, you know, might, you know, involuntarily, you know, spasm, give way, which might lead you to vomit, might lead you to shit your pants or piss your pants. Well, that, do you think that would be helpful to know if you were going ashore in World War II? You know, it's normal. Shake it down your leg. Keep going, bro. I think that's important because, you know, do you need that guy thinking about, you know, I'm a coward? You know, what just happened? No, you don't need that. And then I thought, you know what, we're better. We've learned those lessons. Why don't we teach them? You know, I had the same thing, you know. I was really, the first article I ever wrote for the Marine Corps Gazette, I wrote with, I let Paul Kennedy put his name on it. He didn't do a whole lot for it. He's a major general now, and he knows that. You know, I was helping a buddy out, because that's the kind of guy that I am. Anyway, so Kennedy and I write an article called, Why Doesn't First Fire Team Rush? And it was based on, I had written the original draft, and then he helped out with it. Because we were cohorts. So, but imagine this. Okay, here's Second Lieutenant McNamara, and I'm Joe Schmo, right? I get sent to 1-5. They're deploying in February. I join them 6 months before the deployment. So I enjoy them August, September. So I think I'd finish IOC in August. I report in September sometime, a couple weeks later. So, you know, I meet my platoon, all the rest of that nonsense. We go up, and we're doing, oh, no, we deploy. Yeah, they've already done their CACs. I joined them for the McCress. What a joke. We did a night attack that was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. Honestly, at Camp Pendleton. We were in a defensive position. All right. At some point in the middle of the night, we get woken up. You know, most of us are awake. We get on a road. We walk down a fucking road at night. And then all of a sudden there was this clearing. We lay down in the clearing. And then, like, illumination got fired, and we attacked. Hey, congratulations, 1-5. You're ready to go. Awesome. Let's go to combat. Yeah, that's a no-shitter. And so, anyway. And so this is the mythical fleet, right? This is the Fleet Marine Force. And you're looking around going, you got to be shitting me, man. This is bullshit. And so I had been involved in a night attack at the basic school that they taught, right? With comm wire and shit. And I remember thinking, like, how, like, drugged and asleep does whatever enemy have to be to allow this to go on in the forward edge of their battle area, in their local security area? You were going to have a whole bunch of people stomping and breaking twigs. You're going to have comm wire strung up, scouts stringing up comm wire in the woods, people falling down, rifles crashing, chem lights out there, and nobody's going to detect 100-plus people deploying, getting ready to attack them. Look, if they're that screwed up, why don't we just walk up there and kill them in the day? I mean, why are we doing this shit at night? So anyway, I'm a lieutenant. We do our deployment. We come back, and then we go up to 29 Palms to do a CACS for some reason. I don't know why. We deployed in February. So start of February, add 6. That means we got back at the start of September. We had a month down. We start preparing. So I had never done the 400 series ranges, right? So I go out there, and I've been a platoon commander for rifle platoon commander with the same platoon for over a year. And now we're going to do the 400 series ranges. And first fire team, you know, you're trying to do fire team rushes and all the rest of this shit, and it doesn't work. Now, I knew it didn't work before I went to the 400 series ranges. So I had taught my guys, this is how I got frustrated. I got pissed. Look, I'm not going to be able to stand up and come run over, right, Corporal Turner, and tell you what to do. I can only control the base unit. So Turner, you got to do, when we're down and suppressing, you got to move. And I'll try to signal you when we go to team rushes, right? But I mean, I might not be able to come running over here, you know, 75 meters to get to your squad to tell you without getting my ass smoked. And I'm not about that, right? So you got to pay attention. You got to do what you think is right, right? Based on metal density in the air. And I had to teach them what metal density in the air. It's not a difficult concept. And they all of a sudden went, oh, shit, I know what that is. So, yeah, that forms the intellectual base. So we get to the 400 series ranges, and the first time we go through, it's horrible. Guys aren't doing what they're supposed to do, and I get pissed. And I thought, but it dawned on me, it's horrible. And this is the way I've been taught to do by the institution. And nobody's even shooting back at us. We haven't taken a casualty. Nobody's shooting back at us. How the shit could this stuff ever work in combat? And honestly, it pissed me off. I was like, you know, you got to be shitting me. You've got to be shitting me. So, it pissed me off. So, anywho, the... And so I, Kennedy and I, write an article called Why Doesn't First Star Team Rush that's still in circulation today. Lo, these 20 years plus later. Yeah, that's how cool is that? That's cool. In fact, I've told a story on the air, but when we got back from Afghanistan in 2011, one of my buddies comes to me and says, come here, I want to show you something. So we go over to the CP of, we were with RCT-1, so we're hanging out at the, obviously at RCP, 1st Marine Regiment CP, and when we get back, not doing a whole lot of anything, and which is appropriate, because you've just done a whole lot of stuff. So somebody says, come here, I want to show you something. We go over to 1-1 CP. Guess what's framed and on the wall of 1st Battalion, 1st Marines? That's right. Why doesn't 1st Fire Team rush? Now, my point in saying all of that, that long-winded explanation of what a great human being I am and how insightful I am, is those lessons ought to be institutionalized in our schools. We ought to be better. How to be a decision maker. The things that will happen to your brain. The things that are normal. How you'll feel. All that should be, we know that stuff. We've learned it in multiple conflicts throughout our history. Okay? Right? We know that. We know the importance of keeping your honor clean. You know, our fucking song tells us about it. That's one of the great mysteries. I got to get Niemeyer on from the historical division. Hey, who wrote the lyrics and why is that line in it? First to fight for right and freedom and to keep our honor clean. Why is that in there? Did they know that you have to keep your honor clean? So anyway, my point is I'm interested in the institutionalization of the advisor thing. Are we doing it well? Are we preserving what we need to preserve? Because that mission is not going away. So I'm interested in that. So you'll hear more about advising. I also have a request to replay the Zinni PME things that I have. I will certainly do that. I can recite them, but I won't bore you with it. Zinni, also known as the Burning Bush here on All Marine Radio, because he's the shit, right? He's a fighter. He was also one of the few people that weren't afraid when Don Rumsfeld was redesigning the planet in his version of The Emperor's New Clothes to say, yeah, he's naked. It's bullshit. Don't do it. Quote, I don't know what planet they're on. Zinni. He's got a gift. He and Kelly have the same gift. Really, really smart. Come from very, very ordinary backgrounds and have never lost touch with them. And have a really, really interesting way of articulating that in front of a lot of people. Because they can play any role. If John Allen wants to invite them to the Brookings Institute, they can go brainiac and talk all that stuff with people, except they got a lot of combat experience, so they scare the academics, which is always cool to watch. And then they can be in a group of Lance Corporals, and they can talk shit with them, right? And so they're cool guys, so the Zinni PME is the Burning Bush, trust me. The leadership little nuggets in that thing are absolutely, absolutely positively incredible. I want to just talk real quick about an email somebody sent me. Hey, Mac, what do you think of this stuff with the president and this phone call thing and all of that? If you haven't heard about it, the president's in some kind of controversy, about calling, widows of soldiers killed in action. I think it's beneath him. I think it's beneath the presidency to have a public fight about that kind of stuff. I am not his biggest fan. And so the fact that he would go there, the fact that he would name General Kelly in whatever point he was making, to me, is absolutely ridiculous, and it's poor behavior. And if I were him, I would shut my mouth. Okay, you can play politics over some stuff. Shut your yap over that kind of stuff. So I don't particularly care to talk about it a whole lot because I think it's a sacred place that I don't know what he said. Only two people know what he said. And I don't think it ought to be debated publicly. If there was a misunderstanding that the president should get his aides involved in it, and I'm sure General Kelly is, and that thing should get unscrewed, most gauche. I don't think it ought to be the subject matter for open discussion because it's a place that normal people shouldn't trod. So, I mean, I've seen the headlines. I haven't read a whole lot about it because, to be honest with you, it absolutely disgusts me. So, anyway, here's what we're going to do today. We'll check the news headlines, as we always do. And then I got a couple of emails that said, hey, Mac, could you, for me, go over the basics as you found them relative to both transition and if somebody has issues? Like, what do you mean if somebody has issues? Yeah, you know, if somebody's got issues. No, what does that mean? Well, somebody starts struggling. What are the basic things that you do for them? Okay, so we'll do that, and then I've got a couple of people sent me a couple of articles, and about hazing, about how different. The different approaches. First of all, I'll just tell you real quick. One of them is a commander's guide to hazing done by the RAND Corporation. Yeah. So we'll go through that real quick. It's how many pages is it? It's a 26-page document. Task and purpose. About a year and a half ago, had an article called Task and Purpose is a website, kind of Marine-centric. And there's an article on there entitled, Why Zero Tolerance Military Hazing Policy May Not Be Effective. Okay. And I have a couple others. We may or may not get to all of them. But just different kind of thoughts on the whole issue of hazing since we've kind of taken it up here a little bit. So we'll talk about that a little bit, and then the gunner's going to join us. The gunner, if you could imagine. Now, his team is out of the playoffs, right? Yeah, they're out of the playoffs. Do you think that keeps him from running his yap? The answer to that is no. For whatever reason, he starts singing a tune yesterday, and it's, man, not making me happy. So anyway, all of that this morning and more as we get going on a Thursday edition of All Marine Radio right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. Hope you're having a good day wherever you are. Thanks for making us part of your day, and. For the next 2 hours and 38 minutes, hopefully you'll be appropriately entertained. Anyway, good morning to you. Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Not ready for him yet. Here you go. We'll be right back. the commanding officer of the 4th Marine Regiment, fan of All Marine Radio, plays this version at Camp Schwab on Fridays. Okay, let me set the stage if you've never heard me do it before. Okay, this is sung at an OCS graduation. Okay, I believe all these lieutenants are now newly commissioned officers at the time they sung this. But imagine standing there. This is me. My older son with me. He was a first lieutenant, and then a couple of battle buddies with me. General Furness, who's a battle buddy times three, is the presiding officer, and you're in the rotunda of the cathedral, otherwise known as the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Motivating, right? And you look around, here's the dioramas, right? You know, this is Marine Valhalla. You look up, here's General Shalp's quotes, here's Dan Daly's quotes, right? Here's Forrestal's quotes, and a ton of people in the cathedral for obviously this event. And then, they bust this out, which always has been, to me, my favorite way to hear this song, which is just the voices of Marines, right? And with no musical accompaniment, just them belting out the best military song ever created. We got it all, sports fans, trust me. All right. And then, what's really interesting, though, is the acoustics in that building. I don't know if it was designed that way, or if it's simply a function of being a circle or whatever, but the acoustics are so clear that this is just somebody's iPad, I think, that was videotaping this. But the clarity of it is astounding. So that's the background on this song. I love it. You know, my son sent that to me. Patrick sent that to me the first time. He sent it to me, he goes, hey, check it out. Somebody's parents just posted this. And it's amazing the clarity, the audio clarity. If you were recording it as kind of a radio professional that I have been in my life, if you were recording that with microphones, you would be hard pressed to get a better version of it. I mean, the clarity of it is absolutely amazing. And that's what you struggle with based on the acoustics of the building and your own equipment and things like that. So pretty absolutely positively amazing.
Oh, my fellow Americans.
Ask not.
What your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Did he really mean that? Or was it just a good line in a speech? I struggle with that.
Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
He really didn't mean that, but he really wanted to.
Keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
And I'll tell you what, and if you want any more clear evidence of that, the Department of Defense, again, has delivered a region in a, you know, in a pacified, and again, that's a relative word, state to who else in the American government? Is it just the DOD? Are we the only ones playing over there? State Department? Hello? Help? And now we'll try phase four again. So we'll check the weather here in a second. Currently sunny and 59 in Quantico, sunny and 69 at Camp Lejeune, cloudy and 64 in Granbury, Texas, sunny and 53 in Big Timber, Montana. Montana, man. Weather's awesome up there. Sunny and 67 at 29 Palms. That's a nice day. Cloudy 65 on the coast at Camp Pendleton. Clear, dark, and 81 in Okinawa. Cooling off a little bit at night. Sunny and 81 in Raqqa, a mild day in the land of the crescent. And, woo, Marja takes a big hit on the temperature. Fall is there. Clear, dark, and 74 out of the 80s into the 70s. Currently cloudy and 67 at the home of All Marine Radio. The lovely Costa Mesa Newport Beach area of sunny Southern California. Winds are out of the east at 6, looking for a high of 75 today. Tonight, clouds and 66. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 73, and then on Saturday, sunny and a high of 81. Junior Walker. All right, we'll take a break. News headlines coming up next.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. BattleMug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsouthfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Country music, the soul of America. My boy Tracy Lawrence.
I never felt as helpless as I do today.
7:36 on the West Coast. Good morning to you.
As I watched you drive away, there's nothing left between us. Somehow we've grown apart. Yes, I've got it through my head.
All right, time for us to check the news headlines. So thanks for stopping by, Tracy. My daughter flew off to Europe yesterday. Yeah, hey, Dad. Yeah, I couldn't watch the Yankee game because I had to spend 3 hours in the car to take him from... to take her from work in Orange County to Los Angeles International. So she's flying by herself. She has three cousins in Europe right now. Cousins in Dublin, one in Milan, and one in Barcelona. All three are studying, and so she thought, well, why wouldn't I just go check it out? So, yeah, by herself, got on a plane, flew into Dublin, on her way to London right now, and so she's fired up, she's going to go see Europe, so going to land in London here in a little bit, and take a bus to Paris, be in Paris later on today, so she's seeing the world, pretty cool. I've never been to Europe, and so I'm going to have to do that. She's doing it on the cheap, too. I don't know if it's this time of year. She said, Dad, I could have done it cheaper, staying in hostels. And, you know, in this time of year, she said, if I'd have booked my flights earlier, I'd have cut that number down. But, like, yeah, she said all her transportation and staying in hostels, it's going to cost her $1,300. So less than $1,500 to go for 12 days, 11 days, something like that. Yeah. Boom. Exactly. All right, let me check some headlines related to the Marine Corps. Um,
Headlines on Marine Corps Times. An interesting phenomenon is, I think, combined federal campaign donations have not done well, as a couple things have happened. And you now hand everybody, right, you know, it's everybody's got to be contacted, right? Well, back in the day, right, we got everybody in formation, we handed it out, and then we collected them. Now you just hand it to them, and they can go online and donate or not. And you know what that means. The forms all go in the garbage, and they go off and they live their lives. And, you know, the CFC does a lot of good stuff. And I don't know, is the coercive element of combined federal campaign, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Well, back in the day, I mean, it's like we sat down and we filled those things out, and you know, if you checked it, everybody, you know, depending on how your company did it, but my experience was everybody filled in the form. If you didn't want to donate, you wrote on the form your name and you didn't donate, and so you could say that everybody was contacted. We have all the forms here. And then if you wanted to give, you gave. Yeah. Not so much anymore. So combined federal campaign gets going today. I think we've lost our way relative to CFC. That's just my personal opinion after watching how it gets done now. In Massachusetts, there's an article about the Iwo Jima Memorial that was constructed there, being vandalized yet again. This is from the Associated Press. Police in Massachusetts are in Fall River, Massachusetts, are investigating the latest case of vandalism on the Iwo Jima Memorial. Officials in Fall River say the memorial was doused with the contents of a fire extinguisher last weekend. Commandant Bruce Aldrich of the city's Marine Corps League tells the Herald News that surveillance video captured a man and a woman vandalizing the statue at about 4 a.m. on Saturday. The fire extinguisher was left behind and is being processed for fingerprints. Uh-oh. The city's veteran agent, Raymond Haig, is concerned that the statue's protective coating was damaged. The memorial is a one-third replica of the Iwo Jima Memorial in Washington, depicting Marines raising the U.S. flag over Mount Suribachi. The Fall River Memorial was dedicated in 2005, has frequently been the target of vandals. What a bunch of idiots. But you know what, right? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They've never served. They don't serve the country, right? They're off acting out their own little fantasy. So it is what it is. And you try not to get too upset about stuff like that. Let's just clean it off and fix it. It's going to happen again, right? And we'll take care of it, and life goes on. Life goes on. And then there's a couple of headlines about that, in the discussion of the president and this soldier's family. Are people playing politics with it? And given the electrified nature of everything that the president touches, it wouldn't surprise me. But again, the whole thing I find disgusting, honestly. I mean, if that can't be handled appropriately, and I'll just read you some of the headlines that you see. There's a picture, one of the heartbreaking pictures, and you have a young woman who's a widow now who lost her husband, and you have her daughter at Dover Air Force Base, and she's bent over with her head on the top of the casket, and that American flag that players in the National Football League won't stand up for and be saluted. Yeah, that flag is on top of that casket. Anyway, the headlines are these. Widow in the phone call. Trump says Congresswoman fabricated comments. Family. President showed disrespect. No recording. Gold Star father. Words were misconstrued. The president, again, the air around him is electrified. And so I don't know that I believe stuff that, I mean, the stuff that people would have you believe in this case, I mean, would lead one to believe that he's an idiot. So, but most of the time, the things that are reported, if you listen to General Kelly, you know, don't believe most of them. So, anyway, this is just, to me, disgusting. So, we'll go to something safe like the early bird. Top story of the early bird, Jim Mattis says Senate bill hamstrings U.S. cyber action. Defense Secretary Mattis has fired off letters to lawmakers listing his objections to two versions of the 2018 National Defense Authorization Act, including his fear that language in the bill limits the ability of U.S. to take decisive action on cyber threats. So, again, what's becoming very interesting is things that the Russians could never do by physical force, they're making significant progress in simply by using cyber warfare. I read an interesting article, that talked about the galvanization, the financing of separatist movements in democratic nations around the world. They said, who might have a vested interest in destabilizing Western nations? So it was an interesting article, which essentially lays this out. Things that the Russians could never have dreamed that they could achieve are now handed to them via the internet and the lack of cybersecurity. The Russians must sit and laugh in the Kremlin. How, as they down vodka, right, gallon, liter after liter of vodka, they must howl at the access they have, what they steal, yada, yada, yada. The other thing that's interesting is if you read just accounts of North Korean, cyber activity, military is just a part of it. Another big part of it is stealing money from banks. And, it's astounding. One article I read said the North Koreans were on the verge of transferring 72 million dollars, and there was a misspelling in the transfer request of a very, very basic word, which got somebody's attention, and they pulled a string on it, and they found out that, maybe we should look into this, and made a phone call. Yeah, we're not transferring any money. So, again, the whole cyber thing is, the speech that General Dunford gave to the U.S. Army, the Association of the U.S. Army, talked about, the Russians are in phase two in Eastern Europe. We're in phase zero. And we have got to, we have to stay engaged. And so if you look at what the Russians have achieved in terms of domestic discord in the United States, congratulations to them. What they've done is real. Their use of fake news, their use of cyber warfare, pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. So anyway, that in the news this morning. Second headline. has to deal with that widow, and I don't particularly care to discuss it, although it keeps coming up. 3, Boeing is examining high-use Super Hornets to validate life extension plans. They're already buying a facility. They're already setting it up. Boeing team is preparing for the FA-18 Echo Foxtrot Super Hornet service life modification program. And has begun tearing into the fleet's most used aircraft and found that the plane does not have as much service-related damage as predicted. The company's service life modification program told United States Naval Institution News, which is good news. The problem is, again, we're talking about years down the road, years down the road that this thing will get going. It's just too slow, right? Hampered by sequestration and our readiness falls. And again, I go back to the Heritage Foundation and their comments. The Marine Corps was downgraded this year from being marginally able to accomplish its national security mission to their capability to do so as weak. And weak primarily because the aviation arm of the Marine Corps cannot get to the fight in any significant numbers. So, Boeing attempting to massage that itch, yet we can't get it done. Spain, in world news, moves to suspend autonomy discussions in the Catalonian region of their country. Yeah, so interesting cyber warfare kind of thing that the Russians have played a role in this in terms of fake news and in terms of financing. So interesting. Now, that may or may not be true, but that is an interesting kind of aspect of this. An interesting kind of in all of this. Why the United States isn't the leader in cybersecurity blows my mind. And then it must be a slow news day because this is the 5th story. Early numbers show that the Army's new fitness test is reducing injuries in basic training. I'm kind of curious. What do you think the Army's new fitness test is in basic training? In the 10 months since the Army implemented an occupational fitness test for potential recruits, injury and dropout rates are now down at basic training, officials said. The occupational physical assessment test has 4 events, and a soldier's score determines which job he or she is qualified for. The idea behind it is that if soldiers are tested and categorized based on the Army-related physical abilities before basic training, they are less at risk at getting hurt once they've enlisted. What do you mean? Is basic training different depending on your MOS? Maybe it is. Quote, we're already seeing significant reduction in injuries in initial entry training, which we would expect to translate into operational units, said Command Sergeant Major Michael Gregg, the top enlisted soldier at the Center for Initial Military Training. Those reductions in injuries translate into more soldiers who do not only make it through basic, but who make it through on their very first try, saving the time and money it takes to rehabilitate and recycle them. All right. My spidey sense is up. All right. According to Army statistics, during the beginning of the year, injuries in basic combat training have dropped 17%, while injuries at one station unit training, a combination of basic and advanced individual training done by infantry, armor, military, police, and other specialties, saw a 10% drop. On-time graduation rates are up. Statistics found in basic training, they jump from about 85 to 93%. However, even though rates are down overall, officials say the Army is still grappling with basic training injuries. we're starting to see downward trends in attrition, and in particular, women going to OSUT. I'm not even sure what that is. Hold on. If I can find it. Something unit training. I'm looking. Hold on. No. Let me Google it. Let me search for it. I hate that term, Google. Google's a company, not a verb. OSUT, Army Training. What does it mean? One station unit training, sometimes referred to as one site unit training, is a term used by the United States Army to refer to a training program in which the recruits remain with the same unit for both basic combat training and advanced individual training. All right, so that's the program. So they go through boot camp, which I guess is called basic combat, then the basic combat training, then advanced individual training, AIT, BCT. All right. So we got it. All right. We're starting between 58 and 62% of women, regardless of their OPAT category, not sure what that is, are injured in basic training. What? On the other hand, 25 to 29% of men are injured. Still, for both genders, injury rates tend to be lower and graduation rates higher for those who scored the highest on their occupational physical aptitude test. I think it's fairly undeniable that the more fit you are, the less hurt you get, and the more likely you're going to graduate on time, East said. But still, East added, the early numbers are not conclusive. I think it's way too early to declare a total victory for OPAT. I don't understand what they've done. So the fatties go to admin boot camp, and the admin boot camp, you like sit in a chair all day, and then they don't get hurt, so then they graduate? I get it. That makes sense to me, but is that the way you want to train? Not only does OPAT weed out potential recruits and officer candidates who aren't up to occupational physical standards, it also can redirect prospective soldiers who don't meet the bar for their dream MOS, but could still have a career in another field. Ooh. Yeah, so boot camp must be different. If you go to supply boot camp, right, you sit around and you smoke cigarettes, and you move boxes and you barcode stuff all day. How can you get hurt? I guess you could get a paper cut with like changing out the vinyl tape inside the barcode labeler. Maybe. I'm not sure. So now it's starting to make sense to me. There's an email. Max, stop it. Leave the Army alone. They're a big organization. They need people. Kids don't even go to PE in high school anymore. Knock it off. You having fun at their expense while moderately entertaining is not fair to them. They're a fine organization. I know they are. But I just find it interesting. Right? Can't be too tough on the little pumpkins. And you know what they'll do? They'll quit. You know, these stories, let me read you a story. And like, are you kidding me? Retired two-star charged with raping a minor to face court-martial. Right? What was the Army Major General in Europe last week? He was forced to resign, or he was relieved. He was forced to resign or relieved because he was texting the wife of a sergeant, calling her a hottie and all this other stuff. Like, what in God's name is going on, man? Retired two-star charged with raping a minor. The Army announced Wednesday it had referred charges against retired Major General James Graziopellini. Graziopellini faced his accuser's testimony in a 7-hour Article 32 hearing at Fort Meade, Maryland on August 26. The retired two-star faces a maximum punishment of dismissal from service, forfeiture of all pay and allowance, and confinement for life, according to an Army release. as retiree, Grazi Poloni. It's unbelievable. Is subject to the UCMJ. What? Do retirees, do they all know that? He is to remain in retired status at this time, officials said. The alleged victim testified that Grazio Pellini molested and raped her repeatedly since the 1970s, continuing until 1989. Army Times does not name alleged victims of the assault. Military prosecutors allege that the rapes took place at or near his duty stations, which included Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, Germany, Woodbridge, Virginia, Fort Bragg, North Carolina. The alleged victim, now a 46-year-old woman, testified that the assaults began when she was 3 and continued until she was 18. Wow. But it seems like there's one of these stories every week. And the only in the early bird, the only Marine Corps story is the Iwo Jima vandalization story. So, all right, we'll take a break. When we come back, I got an email, Matt. Could you talk about transition best practices? You've been doing this for about 18 months. I know you've interviewed a lot of people. I searched transition on your website. There's an awful lot of information there. Could you reduce that to me? Tell me how you would start. Step one, step two, and I will hold you to that. I would also be curious to know, when people run into trouble, where would you refer them to? Yeah, we'll talk, we'll address both those questions. So, good morning to you. We'll talk transition, we'll talk trouble, and we'll do that coming up next. Don't touch that dial.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world, leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the group can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts at 10 pounds of aluminum, it's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug, scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event.
farewell promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOC community should be aware of.
The Global SOC Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsocfoundation.org/Marine.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner, proven and dependable.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. You too. I wanted to play this. My daughter's in Ireland, so I figured I'd play some Irish music. Yeah, how's that for being a loyal father? Awesome video. One of the greatest videos ever shot on a rooftop in the top of downtown LA. And they announced it. Huge crowd forms. They don't have a permit. Cops show up. I know, it's kind of stupid, but it's a great video. Anyway, we continue. A couple other stories that are in the news that are kind of interesting. One is America, this is in a publication called DefenseOne.com. One is America has become dispensable in Iraq. You know what? And again, this is to me, do we not have an MOU that if we're going to fight to liberate this piece of shit country, that we're going to have a say? Or we're just doing this, and then you're going to throw in with Iran, and then we're going to be done. So, again, we find ourselves at this particular place again with the Iraqis. You know, largely, not to say that they would not have at some point. Well, you know what? I will say that. God only knows. If without our assistance, could they have done Mosul? I don't think so. Anyway. So we do that, and then what? We get kicked to the curb, and you know what? The problem is, yeah, my instinct is to say screw them. Leave it. But
You can't have that festering, boiling cauldron. Here's what the article says. When the fighting breaks out between Arabs and Kurds, whose side will the Americans be on? This is the message that Mosoud Barzani, the president of the Kurdistan Regional Government and the leader of the Kurdistan Democratic Party, instructed his chief of staff to have me convey to senior U.S. officials in Baghdad in 2010. I was serving as a political advisor to General Ray Odierno, the commander of U.S. forces in Iraq. Nouri al-Maliki, then prime minister of Iraq, and Barzani, concerned by rising tensions between Arabs and Kurds ahead of the 2010 national elections in the Nivea province, had asked General Odierno for help preventing conflict. We had devised a system of joint checkpoints to facilitate cooperation between the Iraqi security forces, the Kurdish Peshmerga, and the U.S. forces, and to ensure that all forces remain focused on defeating al-Qaeda in Iraq. A key part of the plan was to ensure freedom of movement to Nathiel Najafiti, Nivea's Sunni Arab governor, who had been elected the previous year on agenda to roll back the gains of the Kurds made in the province since 2005. Determined to test the new security arrangements at the earliest, the governor decided on February 10th to make a trip to the town of Tel Kaif, K-A-I-F, in a part of the province which the Kurds laid claim to. Over Kurdish objections, the U.S. forces decided the visit should go ahead. In response, the Kurds brought down reinforcements and tried to prevent the trip from taking place. Crowds of Kurds gathered to block the governor's convoy. In the resulting melee, shots were fired. The Iraqi police detained 11 Kurds for incitement and suspicion of attempting to assassinate the governor. I was awakened at 2 a.m. by a phone call from Murat Özdemir, the influential Turkish ambassador to Iraq. He had received a report from Ankara that the Kurds had invaded Mosul, the largest city in the Nivea province. I investigated and soon discovered that there had been no invasion. Instead, Kurdish forces had kidnapped a number of Arabs in retaliation for the arrest of Kurds today, which is kind of standard operating procedure. President Barzani was furious. Every time he turned on his television, he saw footage of American tanks in a Kurdish village and F-16s flying overhead. The Kurds have been highly supportive of the United States, but not a single U.S. soldier had been killed by a Kurd. So why, he asked, had the Americans behaved this way towards the Kurds? Back in 2010, we did not need to answer Barzani's questions. We could mediate a deal whereby kidnapped Arabs were swapped for Kurds accused of attempting to assassinate the governor. We had close relations with the Turks and convinced them to back off. For once, everyone seemed happy with the solution. Things calmed down. We were an indispensable ally. And then we weren't. Iran was. Anyway, he goes on. Pretty interesting article. The website's called DefenseOne.com. Close up, it looks like a success for Khadr al-Abadi, the man America wants to win the 2018 elections because America believes he is our man, an Iraqi nationalist, and will permit a contingent of U.S. forces to remain in Iraq. But zoomed out, this appears to be yet another Iranian success. Iran is showing everyone in the region that it is the indispensable ally, not the United States. It is securing its corridors across Iraq and Syria, mediating between the different groups on the ground while the United States occupies a shrinking space. Once more, Iran is playing the key role, helping to broker a deal between the PUK and the Iraqi government, and guiding the Shia militias supporting the Iraqis. Iran has every interest in maintaining these militias, making it increasingly difficult for any Iraqi prime minister to demobilize them, and Turkey, which used to be a U.S. ally, is moving closer to Iran and Russia. a compromise of some sort could be reached on a confederation for Kurdistan and a special status for Kirkuk. But that would require mediation, and it is unlikely to be from the Americans. Why should this matter? Because the Iranian settlement will not bring stability to the region. It will endure long enough to defeat U.S. interests and allies. But left unchecked, Iran and its allies will sooner or later come onto a collision course with Israel, and then the U.S. will be forced to take action. Interesting little piece there. And again, we talked ad nauseum about phase four. What now? The other interesting article that I just found as I was doing some perusing is one about the Afghan army. Afghan army unit nearly wiped out as new Taliban tactic takes its toll. A Taliban attack that used what is becoming one of the group's deadliest tactics, packing vehicles captured from the security forces with explosives and driving them into military and police compounds. At least 43 soldiers were killed in a pre-dawn attack out of a unit of 60 based in the Maywan district in Kandahar province. The Afghan Defense Ministry said in a statement, only two soldiers were found unhurt, 9 were wounded, 6 were missing. The whole base was destroyed, said General Dalwart Waziri, a ministry spokesman. When the clashes started, they detonated a car bomb close to the base, then clashes continued for a while, and then they detonated another car bomb. They also had Humvees packed with explosives. Two similar attacks on Tuesday inflicted heavy casualties on Afghan security forces. In those episodes, more than 40 police officers were killed in Afghanistan's southeast provinces of Ghazni and Pataki. Both involved insurgents taking captured vehicles, including Humvees, paid for by the United States military, packing them with explosives and detonating them at the compound. Consider the number of such vehicles in the Taliban's disposal. Security officials and analysts fear the tactic will inflict heavier casualties on Afghanistan's already struggling security forces. So, yeah. Life's tough. It's tougher when you're stupid. So, get your head out of your asses. All right. Well, is that a hard fix? You're not from here, right? Okay, those vehicles go over there. They don't come in here. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. And then you make them, they've got it, then whoever is in these vehicles that we don't know, right? They've got to be searched and all the rest of it. Obviously, so who are you? Why are you here? We don't know you. Oh, so-and-so sent me here? They don't come in. So, you know, again, we've seen more of this kind of stuff in Iraq than Afghanistan. And trust me, the Afghans, they'll adjust to it. They're not stupid. So, I mean, they'll send out very simple orders. If you don't know them, they don't come onto the base no matter what they say. You can detonate whatever you want outside the compound, but it doesn't come inside. Getting inside's a big deal, right? Normally, you know, on our bases, there's bomb-sniffing dogs, you know, guys with mirrors to check vehicles. So you're not going to get close to anything, let alone to kill that many people. So, I mean, and how do you kill that many people with a truck bomb? Would you drive it right into the middle of a formation, for God's sakes? So Afghanistan, tough lessons. All right, I want to talk about real quick, not real quick, might take us a while. Transition basic, Mac, what are the basic things you would tell people to do as they're transitioning? Okay, there's three of them. There might be more, but there's three off the top of my head. One is begin planning a couple years out. And everybody's going to wince and say, come on, nobody does that. I'm going to tell you that you need to at least think about it. and you need to begin to make a financial plan, and you need to put money aside, and you need to sit down, and you need to do the stubby pencil drill and say this, okay, I'm going to get off active duty on this month, okay? Do I have a job? Does my wife have a job? And what is our income going to be, all right? I not get off active duty. I go on terminal leave. And let's just say for the sake of discussion that I have 2 months of terminal leave. Okay, so that's, and what's significant about that is not only the pay, but it's your allowances as well, right? So you vacate on, you know, day one of terminal leave. And so you begin, where are we going? What are we going to do? And how much money do we have to deal with? All right. You can file for unemployment as you look for a job, and you have what, a year? I think as a veteran you get 12 months of unemployment, if I'm not mistaken. All right. So let's just for the sake of planning purposes, let's use 6 months. You have 6 months of what ought to be about, you know, somewhere between, you know, $1,500 and $1,800 a month. So that's so you get 2 months of terminal leave, then you're getting 18 months. You begin to accumulate that. I want to say there's an elimination period of 2 weeks. So 2 weeks into your 2 months of terminal leave, no, you can't do that. So 2 weeks after your terminal leave ends, you begin to get the $1,800. So there's a milestone there, okay? And so then you have your savings, and then your wife might have a job part-time, and you know, do you have a job yet, okay? So the assumption is you don't have a job yet. So the first one is begin to make this plan, okay? Okay. Now, location and her part-time job both might be question marks, okay? So those might be parts of the plan that you have to say, okay, look, you're going to have to go get a part-time job that makes this amount of money, right? So we're going to get $1,800 there. So if you can make $1,000 a month, which you ought to be able to do in a part-time job, if you can make $1,000 a month, right? So now we've got $2,800 in income coming in every month. For, you know, until, you know, I get a job. And now you're going to say, oh, that's not that much money. Yeah, but it's, if you're planning this and you're putting money away, then it means you're not going to have to go into your savings as much, right? While you find a job. So the financial plan, I would say, is the first thing you ought to sit down and take a look at. Because the things that cause the most anxiety in the course of transition is money. Getting stressed about money. And if you're married, you have kids, kids got to go to school, right? Braces got to go on teeth, they got to go to the dentist, all that stuff. Now, a lot of that stuff can, you know, as a veteran, you have certain rights relative to that stuff. You learn about them when you transition and all the rest of that stuff. But, so, number one, and I'll keep it simple, is the financial plan. Making sure you have that. And you know what, you know, because the military is going to move you wherever you want to get moved. And they're going to pay the freight. Okay, you can make a little bit of money on that if you do the move yourself. So most people have done that before and know how to do it. So, but that you're going to get someplace full up round, I guess is my point. And then you look at your financial blueprint. How is this going to work? All right. Number two. You're going to go through transition. You're going to go through TAP or some version of it now. Okay. One of the things that I would tell you that you may or may not get told in TAP is do not write your own resume. Okay. I don't care who you are. I don't care how smart you are. Go on All Marine Radio. Go to the website. Okay. Go to the website. Click on podcast. All right, now see the little search box? In that, type, well, I'll tell you what, just type resume. There you have it. there's a couple things that I would tell you to listen to. One is an interview done on November 18th in Hour 3 of the program by Linda Field. She's a resume writer. And she's writing resumes, and there's keywords, and she'll go over it with you and all the rest of that stuff. Don't write your resumes. Pay $200, cross that off your list, all right? That's not your gig. You're going to work with Linda Fields. She's going to send you a questionnaire. You need to fill it out. You need to get her data. She'll smoke your resume for $200. Yeah, how about that? There's also I would tell you an interview that I would tell you to listen to, and that is another one done by Will Constantini. And he, I don't know how we got talking about it one day, but over a year ago, Will came on and we talked about resumes. And so, and Will's a smart guy. He's currently working in the railroad business, but I would tell you to, listen to those segments. Linda Field's been on twice. Yeah. Professional resume writing and then resume writing 101. And so, so listen to that stuff. Yeah, Almarine Radio, if you don't know that, if your friends don't know it, there's a lot of incredible stuff on that podcast page. And I would tell you that smart Marines that have got out, that have already gone down this path, give good information. So that's the second point. A lot of people, you know, they work on their resume forever, and what kind of paper, and, you know, what do you think of this, and I wrote it this way. Don't go down that rabbit hole. Hire somebody to do it. Linda Fields, retired Marine Corps Master Gunnery Sergeant, she has a business. She used to give 10% if you told her that you heard it on All Marine Radio. Hold her to that. Say, hey, I heard you give it. She'll hook you. But again, she knows what you're doing. She knows how to do it. And again, there's all this keyword matching and different things that ought to be in your resume. Just accept that you're not smart enough to do it. Hire a pro and outsource that thing. Okay, so what does that leave you with? All right. Now, you're still on the podcast site, right? Right, Mac, right. Okay, so now what I want you to do is go in there and type in Veterati, V-E-T, Veterati. Okay, did an interview a year ago with Diana Tsai and Daniel Rao. Daniel, former Marine. And so the program, is about the company they started, and it's an adjunct to LinkedIn, and it is designed to network you into people that have already, that have signed up on Veterati to be mentors. How about that? Now, you may choose them by career, you may choose them by location, you may choose them by career and location. What it's designed to do is plug you in to somebody who can advise you on companies in the areas, ways to do things, maybe get you into, hey, I know a guy, all of that, right? It's designed to open those kind of doors. Okay, so listen to the interview we did with them, with Diana and Daniel. And I should get Daniel back on, or Diana, one of them. I see news about them on LinkedIn. I see, and so you spell it Veterati. You can go to the website, America's Mentoring Network for the Military. Join thousands of service members, veterans, and military spouses by setting up free one-hour mentorship phone calls with successful professionals. We're the only veteran mentorship platform to let you choose your own mentors and as many as you would like. Our average member selects 4 mentors. Some of the mentees have 25-plus mentors. create a free profile on Veterati and get unlimited access to thousands of volunteer mentors, CEOs, recruiters, entrepreneurs, managers, veterans, and civilians alike. So, so to me, the things that you will, what I would tell you are the basics are the financial plan allows you to sleep at night. This is the plan. We're moving here, right? Because this is where we want to live. And I would encourage you, there's one more interview that I want you to listen to, and that is a guy by the name of Colby. What's Colby's last name? I want to say Henderson, but it's not. Williamson. Okay? Colby Williamson is a military recruiter for Amazon. He's a former grunt, was a fire team leader, squad leader in Fallujah, I want to say in 2004. He's a Hawaii Marine. I want to say 1-3, something like that. Anyway, so Colby gets out, he goes to school on the GI Bill, and he said, so his advice, I thought was really good advice. He said, when you look at your transition isn't a 6-month event. Okay? You need, depending on where you're at, it may be, I take that back, it may be a 6-month event. But he said, you're better advised to look at it in a much longer, don't hate me for saying this, in a much longer continuum. All right, so what does that mean, Mac? So here's a quote, and okay, so Colby, I think he's from College Station, Texas, where Texas A&M is. He started college in Texas at a community college, and then he joined the Marine Corps. So now he's got to go back to school because he wants to get his degree. He kind of knows what he wants to do, and he wants to be in human resources. So he needs a degree, and then he needs some experience. And then he knows the kind of job that he wants. But his initial goals are focused on not where I'm going to live, but the kind of job that I need on my resume to get the job that I want, and when I have that initial experience that allows me to actually be competitive for a good job, then I'm going to go look for that job in the place that I want to live the rest of my life and raise my family. So when you think about it like that, I thought that was just awesome advice that Colby gave. And he said, look, you have to think of it you're going to have to do, you know, two more PCS moves. College is a PCS move if you haven't been. And then job one and maybe job two both might be additional PCS moves. And he said, so my transition really took me 8 to 9 years to get to where I was trying to get to with my transition. And so that's in that interview. Colby Williamson, Colby Williamson, Williamson. Again, and he's a Marine, and he's done great. He's done great. And, in fact, it's interesting that Colby, Diana, and Rao Man, they all know each other, all right? Daniel Rao. So, but again, great advice. So how does that fit together? Okay, so if you haven't been to college, right, GI Bill, right, and in the financial plan, plug in that stipend, where are you going to live, you know, and again, you can go to some universities around the country and with that Sergeant BAH number, and you're going to be able to rent a place, you're going to have leftover money. Right? And then there's other places where you're going to go where you're not going to be able to do that. All that should factor into where you go. And again, where I want to go can't be the number one, unless you're single. Where I want to go can't be the number one determiner of all of this. You know, money is a big deal. And it is the single greatest stressor relative to transitioning that anybody deals with. So that's why the financial plan is so important. But I thought Colby's advice was great advice. He said, you know, again, my transition took about 8 to 9 years. And it was 4 years going to school, And then it was two different jobs that set me up to get this job where I wanted to, where I wanted to live. And now I'm killing it. I'm living where I want to live. I have a great job with Amazon, doing the hiring for them, and really, really fascinating. And then what, and then another interesting thing that, that you'll hear in the interview with Colby Williamson is, he said, Mac, every job that I've got because of my connections, on LinkedIn. Really? Yep. Just that networking. Okay, so what does Veterati do? Veterati links you into veterans who are willing to be mentors. All right? So, so again, how this comes together is like this. Financial plan. Footnoted financial plan. Okay, and you're gonna find if you begin to save some money, all you do is create a safety net, you create a soft landing for yourself and a confident way to transition. So money extremely critical, right? Don't mess with the resume. Outsource the resume. Okay, so you got the resume. When you get ready to fire that thing off, That's going to be designed to have everything in it that they're going to see that's going to get you to the interview. That's what the resume does. Okay? And so professional people know how to do that. Enough keywords in your little mission statement for yourself, the appropriate keywords in other places, given that I want a job in human resources, yada, 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 yada. That's how we do it. So outsource that. And then three, network through Veterati. Okay, so if I'm looking for, let's just say I want to be an operations guy for some kind of business that's in the delivery business, and I want to do that in Texas. Right, someplace in Texas. Ultimately, I want to live in Granbury, Texas, where the gunner lives. Okay, but I know that I'm not going to be able to get that job right out of the chute. So what do? I begin to look on Veterati for people that you're only going to find veterans, right? For mentors in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, Waco, wherever, and in the delivery business. The retail delivery business for major firms. And I introduce myself, and I begin to go through my transition plan with them, blah, blah, blah. And then slowly but surely, at some point, somebody's going to say, hey, man, I got a guy that I was talking to, and that's how the whole network thing and the networking thing works. And that's Veterati. Okay? So I would tell you, those three pieces are huge. Guys obsess over their resume. And they waste tons of time working on it. And it turns out, and it's a refined piece, you know, of shit. You know, and it might be okay. But again, take it to somebody, that's their business, right? That's their business. And when you send it in, it gets scanned, and they're like, boom, who's this? Oh, McNamara, we want to talk to him. Sounds like a really cool dude. Get him on the phone. Then it's my. Then now it's up to me to go ahead and smoke the interview. And trust me, I can. I'm going to give you. Here's a little interview hit. I got asked this on an interview, and it's not. I don't think it's an uncommon. I don't think it's an uncommon thing, Mac. If you could be. If you could be any animal, who would you be? And I sat there and I thought, I said, and I didn't think long either. I said, Mufasa. he looked at me and said, okay. I said, yeah, Mufasa, man. He's a lion. He's the king of the jungle. But he's a great leader. He takes care of people. Yeah, I'd be Mufasa. And he looked at me and goes, that's a great answer. I said, thanks. So I'm going to give, I'm giving that one to everybody free, right? If you've been a leader and they ask you, hey, if you could be an animal, what animal would you be? Like, what kind of stupid question is that? Right? But I've watched the Disney movies in my life. I've seen animals. Mufasa, no doubt. Right? And he went, ooh, that's good. So I give that one to you, right, for free. Throw that in your bank. And if you're going to go interview, don't be afraid to whip that out if they ask you that kind of question. So I would tell you, those would be the basics in terms of doing this for a year. Now, we could talk about other nuanced part of transitioning and things like that. But if I was going to talk to any group, transitioning officers, transitioning junior Marines, I would start with those three basic pieces of information. And if I were to give you a fourth one, I would give you this one. Be very discreet about talking about your combat experiences, because the whole post-traumatic stress thing is traumatic for bosses. They're terrified of it. So, I would certainly not go out of my way to discuss where you fought, what you did. I would keep that, you know, to yourself. Whatever, if they choose to ask you about that, I would certainly not go into any detail about it. You know, I would slide that back into mainstream conversation. It was certainly a challenge, but at the end of the day, the same. Although it's incredible stress, it's the same stress that, you know, people in business face. You still have to do your job. You still have to be a leader. You still have to do all the things that are expected of you in that environment. And so probably the thing I learned the most, this is awesome because I can hear myself saying it. The thing I learned the most is how to deal with incredible stress and how to be gracious under it. Now, they don't know you might snap, you know, and scream and yell, but you don't have to tell them that. you probably shouldn't, but the point is, do not spend any time talking about, in any detail, your combat experiences. I don't think the American public understands it. I don't think they get us. And that's why, to the extent that you can, if you can go work for another veteran, that's a good thing to do. Because they'll put their arm around you and they'll say, hey man, welcome to the team. And they'll mean it. They'll get it. They'll understand that, you know, that there's certain places, certain experiences that you've had, you know, and you may have certain demons. Doesn't make you less employable, just makes you a veteran. So anyway, those are my four pieces of advice, right? So to summarize, ready? Write them down. One, financial plan. 2 years out. Begin to make it, and then tighten it up. Do it in conjunction with your spouse, so she feels confident of the plan too. And then know your what resources you do have. You can collect unemployment. And people say, I'm not going on unemployment. Hey, look, man, what it does is it allows you to transition, and with a lot less financial stress. It helps. Right. And as I said, and if your wife can go get a job part time while you work, and maybe you might even get a part time job. Just so hypothetically, you know, let's just say you get $1,500 a month in unemployment, and then she makes $1,000 and you make $1,000 as you transition, both working part time job, which leaves you time to look for work and otherwise. All right. So now you're up to $3,500 a month. Which, again, means you deplete your savings at a reduced rate. That's a good thing. Okay, so again, the financial plan, footnoted financial plan with milestones, right? And to include red lines, which means, you know, at this point, we have 60 days worth of money left. Or maybe at this point, we have 90 days worth of money left. We want me to be employed, right, with 2 months left of money. Okay, so when we get to 60, right, now we have to broaden the search in terms of I may be not just be able to do operations at a major delivery service. I may have to do, quote-unquote, management, you know, operations management at any type of business. Okay. And again, that's and that was the point that that Colby made. He said, you know, Mac, there's certain areas in the country that are exploding. Minneapolis can't get enough people to work there, especially college graduates. He said the hiring climate there is throw your resume out there and you're going to get hired. Seattle's another place where tons of people are getting employed. If you go to those places and if you consider it a PCS move, right, you're going to get a job. But if you want to go to one place, you really make it difficult. He said, so my advice, he said, look, he said, I really enjoyed living in Minneapolis. We have great friends there now. You know, it certainly wasn't where I was going to end up, but I looked at it as a step, and I got a good job there that was a solid piece into my resume that enabled my next job that got me to the job I ultimately wanted. So I would tell you, be very, very careful with restricting where you're going to go geographically. Go where you can put a quality job on your resume. And if it means you got to, you know, live someplace for a year or two, then go do that. You've done it before. I mean, come on, Camp Lejeune. Oh, my God. Right? You've done that, though. You can stand on your head. So those pieces of advice to me, money, absolute money, because the victory lap looks like financial plan, right? Go get a good job, right? In a place that will employ you, pad your resume, take a second job that moves you up, second pad on your resume, and now I'm going to look to go home with a great job, which could take you, you know, maybe from 2 to 4 years. Say you spend a year at each place, maybe a little bit more. So that's 2 years at a minimum, maybe four at a maximum. And that would be a little bit more than a PCS move if you're out of college. If you have to go to college, you got two PCS moves. So that's the kind of stuff that you'll find in the reservoir that is All Marine Radio. Honestly, it's great stuff. And then again, if you couple that with getting to know people on Veterati in the industry that you want to work, And you just consistently stay in touch when you have issues or just something you'd like to talk about. And I would lean into finding things that you want to talk to them about. And you may know the answer, but give them a chance to make you smart. What you're going to do is create a relationship. That relationship is going to bear fruit at some point, because at some point they'll pick up the phone and say, hey, I know this guy who's looking for a job. I know this woman who's looking for a job. He or she's a stud. You know, former Marine NCO, doing this at 3M now in Minneapolis, you know, went to work for Target in Minneapolis, then went to 3M, would love to come down here and work, and is looking for this kind of job. I know you're looking for people. Why don't you give him or her a call? And that's why you get into Veterati. Remember, it's veteran-based. So, 4 points of information. And your combat stuff, keep it close. Don't be afraid to discuss deployments. Yeah, I was there. Do not volunteer any additional information, because honestly, civilians, they don't know. They're not part of our tribe. They look at our tribe as an exotic, crazy, you know, organization. You know, will they hire you if they don't have to take you on, if they have somebody close to you? My own experience with my friends is that they won't. So don't give them the ammunition that they would use not to hire you. So, enough said. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, I'm going to give you, for people that are in trouble, I'm going to tell you what I would do to help them. And so I'll just set that up. So here's how it works. Somebody calls and said, hey, Mac, I know somebody who's acting out. Well, what do you mean? Well, got out of the Marine Corps, putting on weight, which means they're not PTing, which is not good, okay? Not that the weight is a big deal. It's the not PTing, right? Seems a little bit more detached, upset more. Feels like they're being a burden to us, family. What do we do? So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. All Marine Radio on a Thursday. Yeah, talking like kind of lessons learned in the course of almost 18 months of being on the air. And somebody sent me an email about it. What would I? And again, these aren't my like. I would never tell you this stuff. All right, but when I interviewed Linda Field, I came away from that pretty smart. She's an awesome resume writer. She told me stuff that I sat here and I like drooled on the counter. What? And so, and I thought, you know what? All those hours I spent behind that stupid ass resume, and all I had to do was call her, pay her $180, and fill out, you know, online questionnaire for her so she could fill in the stuff. That was stupid. Right? And Colby Williamson, he's talking about, you know, an extra PCS move, maybe two. You know, look at it like that. Go to some place that is drooling to hire young leaders. And there are places like that in the nation. Find them. Go there. Get into that pipeline. You know you're going to excel. You've had more responsibility at a young age than anybody on the planet. Right? So tap into that. Do 2 to 4 years there, right? One PCS move. And then you'll have the bullets on your resume to begin to be competitive in whatever market you want to be competitive to. And let me tell you, not only be competitive, but competitive in a unique way. You're a veteran, okay? If you've been involved in a contingency, that makes you even more unique, okay? And again, I say contingency. It could be Puerto Rico. Here recently, it could be, you know, down to Haiti for humanitarian stuff. That means that you faced pressure like your peers have not. Okay. So those are the kind of things that I mean. And then again, the whole veterati networking thing. That's huge and always pays money. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next. We're going to talk about when people get in trouble, what advice would you give? And I'll tell you what, the advice is pretty short. So. Don't go away.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for somebody who's in the military? For a first responder? For a hunter? For an outdoorsman? Or somebody that just likes cool military stuff? I've got the perfect gift for you. The Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled machine anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Bruce Hornsby in the range. Takes a little while to get going here. .846 on the West Coast, .1146 on the East Coast. How about my Yankees? Yeah. Heading back to Houston up 3-2. You know what? I will tell you that if there is a thing that I could do, I mean, I watch those games. What is it like to stand with a bat at home plate at Yankee Stadium, right, and be a member of the Yankees? So it would be fun, not a below average experience, right? You and then the pitcher out there. Yeah, nobody's coming to set a pick, nobody's coming to help you, right? What would that be like? That must be awesome. And to be halfway good at it? Yeah, it was watching last night. Again, I love playoff baseball. But, you know, the Yankees are a young baseball team. They were not supposed to be where they're at. And they're, in my opinion, they're fun to watch. So, traditional Yankee hating, A-Rod, Jeter, Teixeira, you know, all the big money free agents. That's pretty much not the Yankees anymore. And so I'm not trying to get you to love the Yankees. But Gunner's going to get his snout rubbed into it. All of a sudden, he became Chatty Cathy last night. All of a sudden, he starts yapping in the early part of the game. And I said, all right,
you need to shut it, okay? I don't know who put a nickel in you, but we do not need you running, and that's, come on. Do you want to know how that turned out? Yeah, that didn't really, this may shock you, did not really shut him up. Did not really shut him up.
Back to Tanaka, who gets around a leadoff double. McCann strikes.
Tanaka pitching. He threw Alex Correa a two-strike pitch that just painted the outside corner. It was awesome.
And Tommy Canely struck him out swinging. Bregman into center. Yankees win it 5-0.
Awesome. Absolutely positively awesome. And so they'll play again. Yankees up 3-2. And Justin Verlander and, what, Luis Severino go in Houston where, you know, it'll, and one of the things that'll be crazy in Houston is that they've, and again, having lived this growing up in baseball, but, you know, they've sat and watched the people in Yankee Stadium be crazy loud, right? And have heard the comments that their players have made and watched their team lose three straight. What do you think that place is going to be like on Friday night? Yeah, crazy. It's going to be great. So again, the postseason, if you're a baseball fan is the best. And the Yankees have, you know, two of the best young hitters in baseball and the catcher who struggles at times to be a good catcher. But Aaron Judge is going to be the face of baseball, you know, and for a lot of different reasons. He's a mixed race guy. He's a good looking kid. He seems to be a great young man and he can play. But for all those reasons, just an engaging young human being that's playing baseball and, appeals to, I'll tell you this, in New York City, I don't know how many home runs he hit. He hit 35, 36, 37 before the All-Star break. And then after the All-Star break, he went into the absolute tank. He never got booed. Yeah, ever in New York City. Sanchez, he struggles as a catcher. He got his ass booed. Aaron Judge, the people there love his ass. So very interesting to watch.
Pitch swung on. There it goes deep left. It is high. It is far. There it is. Gone. He is the San Gino. Gary Sanchez hits his third playoff home run, and the Yankees take a 5-0 lead. Gary is scary. He homers to left. 5-0 Yanks.
I got to find the audio of the Yankees win. Play it for Mike. I know he'll enjoy it. maybe not. But yeah, he needs to listen to it. Okay. Because he starts again, once your team loses, you shut up, right? Oh no, that's not the way it works with us. You keep running your jib for whatever reason.
That is clear. Into the corner. Gardner speeding to third on his way to the plate.
Aaron Judge.
I talked about switching guys at first base. Definitely came into play there. Headley would not have scored. Gardner did.
Anyway, so I get this phone call. I would tell you on a regular basis. Hey Mac, I've got a friend who called me, and she's concerned. Or here's another one they'll get. Hey Mac, my wife got called by a friend of hers, and they're out now, and her husband like is acting kind of odd. He's struggling, you know, and has said some kind of stuff that have alarmed her a little bit. You know, what would you tell them to do? And so, and there's a lot of different options, and I'll combine, you know, something that the Gunner told me along with, and we'll get him on and ask him a couple questions. But, one, I would tell you vet centers, Vietnam veterans in their wisdom, when they came home, the things that they needed were not available. And so they invented them. Okay? They invented them. And so so what is a vet center? They're small VA offices in communities that have therapists there, and, you know, they have benefit people there. They have job people there. So they're little cells. When you go there and talk to people, your records get kept there locally and do not get plugged into big VA, which a lot of people like. And so step one is just tell them to make an appointment and go. Go to a vet center. And then I think what happens is once most, you know, people walk in, A, they're pleasantly surprised, and B, they begin to go down that road. But what is the first step? Go to a vet center and begin to help get, you know, the psychological help that you need, and come back to your tribe. The other thing along with that, there's two coordinating instructions with that. Okay, so this is what I tell people all the time. Go, tell them to go walk into your nearest vet center. And again, the Vietnam guys, like I said, that shit wasn't available to them. So they invented it. And when they did it, God bless them, your records are kept secret. So for people that didn't want their records for whatever reason in the big VA, their records stayed locally. And that's a good thing. So I would tell you that. Coordinating instructions with that. One is from Mike Musselman. If you go in and you have a bad experience there, there's different places. There's the county veteran service officer. Pick up the phone and call that guy and say, can you help me? Right? So that's number two. And with the admonition of do not stop until you get the help that you need. Do not stop until you get the help you need. So by hook or crook, the day I walked in to the first time the vet center, I met a guy who was awesome. Robert McIntyre, Special Forces, Vietnam guy, infantry Vietnam guy, walking into his office with all his I Love Me shit up, was walking into an office I'd walk into a million times in my life. It was home. And after talking to him for about 45 minutes, he looked at me and goes, hey, Matt, can I tell you something? And I said, yeah. He goes, you're fucked up. And I started laughing, and he started laughing. He said, but you're going to be all right, man. I promise you. And, you know, I mean, it's your tribe, and that's what All Marine Radio is kind of an extension of. It's the hand of that tribe that reaches out and says, hey, man, we're here. We know what you go through. There's a lot of us out here. We want to help you. All that shit. So I would offer that coordinating instruction from Mike Musselman is that if you don't find what you need, don't get despondent, right? Sometimes there's idiots in the system. We all know that. We've been in and around the Department of Defense, the Marine Corps for a while. You know, just bounce off that and plug back in at a different spot. The other coordinated instruction is the Marine detachment in your area. If you're having problems plugging in, call those guys. They've lived in the area for a long time, and they are keepers of the keys in terms of shortcuts. Hey, could you tell me somebody that could help me? You know, I'm trying to find somebody that can help me with this. And I would guarantee you that guys with the Marine Corps League will help you with that. So that would be, and again, so it's not very much. That's where you start, though. And then you just play it forward from there. You got to be patient. The VA can be great in some parts of the country. It can also be tough. Don't quit. Don't stop going. Get the help you need. And we'll ask Gunner that here in a second. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in about 120 seconds. Mike Musselman standing by, I think. No, he just sent me an email. Where are you? What's going on? Why are you taking so long? More of All Marine Radio coming up next.
Increased spending at the Pentagon.
Increased spending at the Pentagon.
Members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it. Are you looking for the perfect gift for somebody who's in the military? For a first responder? For a hunter? For an outdoorsman? Or somebody that just likes cool military stuff? I've got the perfect gift for you, the Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum, it's milled machine anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug, scope, laser, camera, light, put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event, farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at battlemug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. Battlemug.com.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global SOF Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.